Saxophonist and composer Albert Eiler was born in Cleveland in 1936. While in high school, he toured with bluesman Little Walter. By the mid-60s, Eiler was admired and hated as the most radical of jazz horn players. In 1970, his body was fished from New York's East River. The cause of death was never established. A new 9-CD Eiler box set is out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Eiler fans shouldn't resist.
The next tune is called Vibrations.
Albert Eiler on tenor saxophone with trumpeter Don Cherry, 1964. From the eye-popping, mind-boggling, and sometimes ear-straining box, Holy Ghost. It's from Revenant, who specialize in exhaustive labor of love retrospectives like this one. Holy Ghost is a holy grail for Eiler fans. It's got long sought-after items, like a glimpse of his brief 1962 stint with pianist Cecil Taylor. In this free context, Eiler for some reason starts quoting Cocktails for Two. Eiler had a knack for the gloriously inappropriate gesture. He might frame a free jazz blowout with what sounded like a German beer hall anthem. Toward the end of his short career, he made some awkward rock records. When he was coming up, he kept trying to shoehorn his Outward Bound solos into straight-ahead jazz bands. It made an uncomfortable fit. But on an early session, playing the blues with a band from Finland, you can hear his mature voice coming. Albert Eiler's greatest and weirdest group was a trio with bassist Gary Peacock and drummer Sonny Murray. Their waves of sound upset jazz the way Jackson Pollock shook painting. The box Holy Ghost includes an LP's worth of new material by the trio, and as much again by the quartet they made, adding trumpeter Don Cherry. Other rare items include some demos for those ill-fated rock records, Eiler playing at John Coltrane's funeral, and sitting in with colleagues Burton Green, Pharoah Sanders, and Albert's trumpeter brother Donald Eiler. There's even a recording of the gig when Dutch classical violinist Michel Samson sat in and Eiler hired him on the spot. Samson's droning added an eerie presence to tunes like Ghosts. Sound quality here is often dicey, but if this stuff was pristinely recorded, it would have come out ages ago. The last two discs in the box unspool interviews Eiler did while preparing for a French festival in 1970, shortly before his death. They help bring his eager personality into focus, and there are surprising revelations.
That's when I was in California, I started playing, and I met Red Fox. I don't know if you know Red Fox. Red Fox. Well, I was playing, and he said, the guys, all musicians, black, said, ah. And Red Fox say, look, if you believe it, play it. That's what Red Fox say, you know.
Telling the same stories in interviews days apart, Eiler weaves spontaneous variations on set themes, like in his music. His self-aggrandizing and conflicted feelings for mother are two dominant motifs. But one comment points to a choice he'd make on the bandstand days later.
You know, I'm ready to play solo because I can play a classical type of jazz with a soul feeling.
Oh.
You know, classical type of thing, you know. Maybe play a little Bach, you know, a little something on that order, you know, for the people here, you know.
The Holy Ghost Box treats Eiler with religious devotion. It's a reliquary, replete with replicas of a childhood photo and a handwritten note, a real pressed flower, and a weighty hardbound book of photos, timelines, and essays by Amiri Baraka and others. A beautiful object, a trove of rare music, and a triumph of jazz scholarship, it's a bargain at under $100. Novices should start with a single disc like Spiritual Unity or Love Cry, but every serious jazz fan needs to know Albert Eiler's music, like it or not.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat and The Absolute Sound. He reviewed the new box set, Albert Eiler, Holy Ghost, on Revenant.